He's a good kid.
Yeah. Well, listen, you have a Merry Christmas. Who else is there?
Huh?
Who else is there?
I don't know who you've talked to.
I talked to anybody, and now you. Now who else?
Oh, here's me.
Okay.
Okay, you should come out here and make yourself comfortable. And, here she is.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I didn't want to sit on all the pretty poop on the swing.
Yeah, you what? Definitely. Oh, you're out on
all
the swing.
The pretty, yeah. Yeah, you got pretty poop. It's dry. It's just like a chalk mark.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what you been doing?
Running from the phone, answering it when every time you hung up.
What?
Didn't you call? They have to dial about 4 or 5 times.
No one ever picked it up. It rang 10 times and then quit.
Oh, see, something was wrong. You need to call a telephone company in because Ian answered about 5 times.
You did?
Yeah.
Because we literally started the minute Lorraine said, call at 1:30. Okay.
Yeah.
And about every 10th time, we'd get past the busy circuit thing.
Yeah.
But we got through now. What's the difference?
Busy circuit time, and then did you get a busy signal here sometimes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, because they called at 12:30, and I think it was 1:45 before we got off.
But we called from 1:30 until 2 your time. I literally sat there and punched it out and hit redial every time.
Well, until 1:45, the line was busy.
But after that, we never got through. That's what I can't figure out.
I don't know.
I mean, literally, my thumb was sore. In fact, we were wondering if our machine was working, so we called Barbara's, and Jason is on the answering machine.
Yeah.
And we said, yep, worked, and hung up. We didn't leave a message. We were concerned we couldn't get through. But we never...
There's probably something with the telephone line here in San Antonio then. Because,
So you answered it? And no one was there?
Yeah, me and both. And then I says, well, don't answer this time. Then I ran a couple times. See, because we'd answer it, and I could hear you.
You could hear me?
I heard you say something. What'd you say? You said something. I think something's wrong here. I think that's exactly what you said. Something's wrong here.
Huh.
And that's been talking to me here. Or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And then we hung up again. And it rang again. I said, let me run, get in the bedroom, and maybe something with this phone.
Yeah.
And I got the other phone, and it was the same thing.
Hmm. See, I never heard you.
Well, I screamed one time, right now, hoping you'd just get a hint of my voice and know something was wrong. Maybe.
We tried. My thumb was sore from... I says, we're going to wait a half hour. Let my thumb...
Do you have a redial on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just from punching redial, it was sore?
Yeah. I mean, if you hit the button and then, you know, as soon as you know it's not a connect, you hit redial.
Yeah.
It goes, and God, we literally, I thought we were going to wear out the buttons on the phone.
Well, when there was an earthquake out in California, third coast, when it was the Bay Bridge and all that stuff a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
They said, don't call out there, tie up the lines, blah, 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 blah. I went to try to get a hold of Doug anyway, and I sat there for like 2 or 3 hours in front of TV.
Hours?
Yeah.
That hurts.
Punching. Every time it came up busy, I'd punch redial. And, you know, disconnect, and then redial, disconnect, redial, disconnect, redial.
God.
And then finally I gave up.
Hmm.
Well, see, I've got tough fingers from all the stuff. You work in the register for so many years, and then now I do some of my computer stuff at the computer register, and some of it at personal computer, but... I got tough fingers.
Yeah, you must.
But I never did get.
So what'd you get for Christmas?
Baby gave me a pair of earrings, which I have on now.
Oh.
I was waiting to put them on after I put my shirt over my head, and then until I saw Patty's earrings, I said, oh, my gosh. Because I thought, hers are pretty. I said, oh, my gosh, I forgot some earrings off the ramp and on. And this little figurine with Santa Claus and a little boy and a deer. And until Baby pointed out, it didn't dawn on me what it was. The little boy had brought the deer to Santa Claus. Santa Claus was bandaging its foot. Its foot was up there, and you could see the, like, tape bandage. Santa Claus was putting on. It's real cute. And we're going to give me money.
Good.
And I guess that's it. Jason gave me,
Thank you for what you sent.
Well, you're welcome.
I think she spent it yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I'm no good at...
you did great.
I'm no good at... People tell me stuff. Well, I knew something, but we wanted. She wanted a new canister set like the one she has. for a whole 5 pound bag of sugar, a whole 5 pound bag of flour, I fit in the thing without being opened up. And I looked around a little bit, but I'm the world's worst shopper. Stores bug me. I can't light a cigarette, and it makes me mad, and I turn around and walk out after a little while. And I knew she wasn't that, but I saw something that I thought she needed that she hadn't said she needed. That would be a little bit surprised if she hadn't remembered me saying, oh, you need a bread box.
Yeah.
Because she just had loaves of bread up on the counter. And I guess I eat a lot of bread. And there were like two or three loaves of bread, different kinds open. And so that's why I wanted to get them. And I kept watching the ads. I thought, well, I'll see someplace that has the kind I'm looking for them. Because they've got dark cabinets, real dark brown, as opposed to my kind of medium brown. And so, but all the ones in the paper were showing the early American, the lighter maple type wood.
Yeah.
So I just gave them a check. So when you see a dark brown bread box like your cat, that's my Christmas present. So I need to tell her, though, if she sees canisters first, she can do that, too.
Yeah.
But I had an idea of what they could use, but, and then, well, you know, I think she ever wants a Charlie Cologne.
Oh, really?
Anyway, and I never got around to going to the drugstore. My store was out, or I would have picked it up there.
Yeah.
And so I just gave her a check.
So have you tried the Vanilla Fields?
Vanilla Fields perfume cologne?
Either one.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't use it.
You don't?
I used to use it and found it, come to find out, that's one of the things that would give me headaches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
For a very special occasion, and I mean it's got to be very special. I didn't even wear it to Jennifer or Ann's wedding. Jennifer, Shelley, or Ann's weddings.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to go to a wedding and a reception and have a headache the whole time. So I don't know when I'd wear it. I don't know. I've got some hair still, but.
Moon likes Charlie, huh?
Moon uses Charlie all the time.
Huh.
And, you know, it's a nice fragrance. It's not real expensive. And I'd give it to her most of the time for her birthday and then for Christmas. And then Mom and Daddy used to give her. A bottle or Mary and Hank, or one time they gave her a little gift set with cologne and dusting powder in it or something, and it's always Charlie, and she said, well, now I got my year supply, I don't have to buy any. So
how's Maggie doing?
Shelly gave me, which one did Shelly give me? Julie gave me a picture of her and John together in this. I don't know. I don't think sterling silver might be a pewter frame. Real nice.
Yeah.
And what did Shelly give me? I think she gave me the ornament. No, the ornament was on the outside of the package, one that they made. They made the cutest gingerbread ornaments. I guess they're like plaster or something, and they painted them, and they're real cute.
Yeah.
I hung mine on the tree. I got home, and then Moon's was still sitting there, so I hung hers on the tree for her. I use Olay products, and she got me Olay moisturizer and Olay face wash. And when I opened it up, I said, oh, I use these all the time. And she said, yeah, she stole my idea, because that's what Barbara gave me next. Yeah, it might as well be something somebody used.
Yeah.
So, how about y'all? What'd y'all do?
Let's see. I got a VCR taped a movie, A River Runs Through It. Have you seen that?
No.
It's about fly fishing.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
No, you should see it. It's Robert Redford. Hold on. It's Robert Redford, and they're fly fishing and so on. I bumped something here and messed up a cord. And what else did I have? Let's see. He got me a nice shirt. All these plain cotton. It's blue with white stripes.
Oh, 100%
cotton. And they're comfortable as hell. And she likes the color and so on.
Yeah. Well, you look good blue anyway.
Well, that's what everybody says. In fact, I stopped wearing it to work because the some of the ladies were commenting on my shirt, so I stopped wearing it. I figure it's none of their damn business.
They're just being nice. What, do you think they're putting the make on you or something?
No. But I don't want to give him any reason to. So, I literally stopped wearing one blue shirt to work because they all commented on it. And I'm very sensitive about that. I won't put up with that bullshit. Let's see, what else I got? I got socks. I got underwear. And
a tie.
Oh, a tie. I got the tie so they can comment on it. It's got horses and ducks. And I got it specifically so they can comment about it. Yeah, I mean, I got me a book.
A saw, a hat.
Oh, God, yeah, I got a skill saw, and I got a power drill. I haven't tried my power drill yet.
I thought you had that kind of stuff already.
Well, screwdriver. I never would buy the power screwdriver because I figured they were too expensive. And so they found it on sale, Black & Decker, and got me that for Christmas.
The rechargeable
thing? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then my skill saw broke 6 or 8 years ago. So they got me a new skill saw.
I guess I didn't know it was broken.
And what else?
Underwear.
Yeah, underwear, socks.
What
do we get the kids? Let's see, we got Stevie a camera, and we got him an upgrade from, of course, he bought his new computer. He bought that. But we got him an upgrade of WordPerfect from 5.1 to 6.0 and to put it under Windows. He's got Windows on his machine. So he's using the current stuff now. I don't even have it that fancy at work. Mm-hmm. And I got a high-powered machine.
So at work, they used to give you the least one you can get by with.
No, they've learned over the years. They're getting fancier. I think we're going to go to 6.0 next year, but I'm not sure. And let's see. What do we get?
Finished his Afghan.
Oh, Kathy finished off his Afghan. He started complaining about 3 weeks ago. He was cold out there. Apparently, they build the buildings and don't put any insulation in because they don't expect it to get cold. But he was cold, and it was getting down in upper 30s, low 40s. Gave him a tape. They've been recording faithfully every week, recording all the Simpsons and editing out all the commercials. So they gave him that.
Calendar.
And a Simpsons calendar. Let's see.
A tape of what?
Huh?
With what the commercials taped out?
All the Simpsons shows?
Oh, Simpsons.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they edited out all the commercials. So he's got, what, 3 hours of... Or 4 hours of nothing but solids.
Maybe 6 hours
because they did it
on
the slow speed of nothing but the Simpsons.
And then you got that care package.
Oh, and then we got him a New Mexico care package. They got a store here, a New Mexico store, where all these things made, in the state, they sell. So we got him a little thing of honey and what else? I can't remember.
Those pistachio nuts with green
Nuts with the green chili on them.
And some kind of chili mustard.
And it's some kind of chili mustard.
Chili honey mustard.
Honey mustard or something. Anyway, so he'll remember. Let's see. And then Lori got a coat. She's been needing a winter coat. And some slacks.
And
Paris. Oh, and got her Aladdin. She's been wanting Aladdin.
Oh, the movie?
Huh?
The movie?
Yeah, yeah. So when she wants to sit here and blob out some afternoon, if she ever gets one, she can put Aladdin on and watch it. Round trip and so on. So... let's see. What did Kathy get? She got the red sweater she's wearing now.
Got
some.
You got a whole bunch more stuff. In
there. Yeah. What did you get though?
Books.
Oh, books
and
CDs.
What kind of
book? What kind of book? Hold on.
You got a book too.
Uh huh.
You said you got a book too.
Well, you wouldn't want to know. Mine is called Seven Habits of Effective People or something like this.
Oh.
Any bullshit stuff? No fun stuff. Mine's pure work. Hold on. Kathy's going to tell you about her books.
Okay.
She's going to grab her books. She's got so many. But she got about 5 or 6 books and a bunch of CDs. Apparently, Frank Sinatra, they did duets.
With who?
Well, they did a whole bunch of people. What they did is Frank did his singing, and then they had these other people sing along separately, Barbra Streisand and so on. And it's called Duets, and she's got that.
Okay, I got
hold
it.
On. I'm gonna, just a minute. I'm going to let Kathy tell you. Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, who am I talking to?
Hi, Rudy.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, one thing. We joined a book club, and I got it for hardly any money. You know, they'll send you all these free books. All you have to do is do postage, and then supposedly you don't have to buy any more books, but they want you to. So
yeah,
I got like 5 of them. Okay, I got Days of Grace, Arthur Ashe, and then I got that Molly Ives, Nothing But Good Times, And let's see, medieval civilization.
Ooh, I didn't know you liked that kind of
thing. Yeah, I like history. And then the official and confidential, it's A Secret Life of J. Edgar Hoover.
Oh,
and
interesting.
He's supposed to be, a closet everything.
Yeah.
And then Audrey Hepburn. And then the kids got me, one, Don't Know Much About Geography.
The name of it, I Don't Know Much About Geography?
Yeah, Don't Know Much. You know that song? Don't Know Much About You. Yeah, and this guy wrote a book about Don't Know Much About History either. So he's written, quite a few I Don't Know Much. Yeah, yeah, so I think I got that one, yeah.
Well, there's I don't know, do you go out shopping very often? Like to the mall or anything?
Well, we go out Saturday morning to breakfast every Saturday, and the place we go is in the Pyramid area where they have kind of like a food court. So we're in the mall at least once a week, which is bad.
Well, I watched Donnie. Well, I didn't watch it. I went to work. I taped it. And when I came home, I watched it. And they had a show on about the mostly about doctors and then hospitals, too.
Uh-huh.
Horror story type things.
Oh, joy.
Remember that book y'all sent, Worst Pills, Best Pills?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's the same guys, but this is best, good surgery, bad surgery.
Oh, is it Wolf? Is his last name Wolf?
I don't know.
Is he one of Nader's Raiders?
It wasn't. Ralph Nader wasn't on the show, and I never heard him mentioned.
Oh.
But this guy was some kind of, I wrote it down, medical society, but it's not connected to the medical profession. It's like a medical investigating place.
Oh, that sounds
good. Because, they had one guy on there. He went in for arthroscopic surgery on his knee. He had last rites twice and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so bad. The doctor did him the way that one doctor did you, operate and then leave.
Yeah.
Town. And anyway, he almost died. Too. He almost died twice, evidently. They gave him last rites twice.
Yeah.
But just they held up the book, but they didn't say who wrote it. They didn't. I told me. I wish they'd given that address, you can send them right off for it.
You know what? I wish that a lot of times it seems like when I won't care about, you'll introduce something on the Today Show or something, and they'll be talking about a book or an album or a CD or anything, And they give it in the beginning, and I don't really care that much. And then when they're done, they don't tell you what it is again.
Yeah.
And then I care,
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
awesome. Well, because, I had this on tape, though, and they never did.
Period.
I guess they introduced the guy, but they didn't say he was the one who wrote the book.
Hmm.
Also, I got out of it was the name of the book.
You know what? If you go down to a lot of those bookstores, I bet you they track it by name.
Yeah.
And, you can find, because you can do it either way, yeah.
Not that I'm planning on having surgery. Well, I thought of going back to an orthopedic doctor and seeing if they could do anything with my foot or my ankle, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Giving me trouble.
I thank God, because you know how they've been talking about, what was it, those screws that they're okay for different parts of the body, but then some of these orthopedic surgeons were going and putting them in the back? And they're just deadly. I mean, these people are just in unbelievable agony.
Well, what about that people being operated on their jaw?
Oh.
That temporal stuff?
And they were,
and they're putting in this stuff that had never been tested.
I don't understand this sometimes.
It was some kind of Teflon material. It had never been tested on animals even or anything.
Huh.
And this guy started, it was a doctor. He invented it and started his own business and sold it to other doctors.
Oh, wait a second. Was that just recently on the news? Because that seemed, or was it okayed?
It was on one of these 48 hours or something like that.
Yeah, I wonder if I saw a similar report because that really sounded familiar.
And they had some people there who had had the surgery. And this one day, lady, she was in so much pain, all she could do is curl up in bed all the time.
Yeah.
And
that sounds like those screws things, the one I was telling you about, yeah.
Well, I don't know, I think they called them hinges or something.
Hmm.
So,
terrifying.
I thought of having my jaw fixed where, my bottom jaw didn't come out quite far enough.
Yeah.
And,
I tell you, I'm going to have to be in really, I'll admit I've had bad experience, but I'm not volunteering for anything. Surgery.
See, mine would be more for looks than anything else.
Oh, it doesn't change. Your looks are fine.
Don't ever take a picture of me from the side. I saw me on television talking, and they had a side angle, and it looked terrible.
Yeah, but you're probably extremely critical, too, and everybody else probably wouldn't even,
Because this guy at work, they had it on the night before. It's back when they had this San Antonio Housing Authority putting the house in the neighborhood, and they put three on my street, you know. I said, hey, if you want to be fair about it, spread it around the neighborhood. Don't just put them all. They put all three on my street.
And they put what on your street?
Public housing.
Oh, yeah. They do that a lot in a lot of areas. They're doing that around
yeah,
here,
Yeah, but
too.
This is, usually it's a, what is it? Something with a number in it.
It's not like HUD? It's HUD. That's public housing.
There's HUD and then there's something else.
I don't really know.
And they check on the stuff and all. And these San Antonio Housing Authorities, well, it's real funny. One of the guys is families, and it's husband, wife, and two kids. He works for the city. He works for the city dog catcher. I don't know how much they make. But, like, my house, damn good thing I bought it when I did. My friend up the street, she paid almost $500 a month. House maintenance, this guy gets his for $90 a month.
Yeah.
I mean, give the people who aren't making the money a break. But one-fifth, you know, how much could that person be making less than, say, Blue right now?
Yeah, I don't really know.
But so other than it looking kind of tacky, they just got all kind of planters and all kind of crap piled up. But they don't, they haven't gotten to the point of putting their old water heater out there or anything like that. There's one house, when they started all this, we somebody got a list of the houses on this one subsidized thing.
Uh-huh.
And me and about five other people drove around all these houses to see what they look like. And about half of them were as nice as mine or nicer, kept up. You know, then some of them had better landscaping. But, you know, like I keep my lawn mowed and trimmed and all. About half of them were as good or better than mine, which that's fine.
Yeah.
I thought they were doing a real good job. The other half, the long weeds and stuff was at least the problem. This one house had, it looked like an abandoned junkyard. It had so many old appliances and broken down shit out in the front yard. I don't know what the thing was. If
but you find people do that, that all, I mean, I hate to say it, a lot of times the people in our neighborhood that do that, there's no reason for, I don't understand, of course, I don't know their finances.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, I'm not into their books or anything, but I it doesn't appear to be any logical reason for it to
they're
me.
Just pack rats or something,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But if, hey, if people had to come to my house and pass one of these houses,
I know, it's depressing.
Like that, I'd call the health department and tell them it's a health hazard, because I think it is.
Yeah.
You got to breed rats and stuff.
Yeah.
All those little spaces they can get into and stuff.
Yeah.
I get it'd be a good place for them to get out of the sun or get out of the cold.
Yeah, that's true.
But evidently, that one house, I went by it about a year after that, and it was still the same way. Worse.
Yeah,
more things. But I guess, I wish I could think of the name of the other program. See, there's one guy at the store had a house that he bought, and then he couldn't afford a house payment anymore. So he got with one of these support things and like HUD, I can't think of the name of it, and they guaranteed him a resident.
Section 8, are you talking?
Section 8, yeah. And it worked out good for him. Otherwise, he would have lost the house. Eventually, he got it back. You know, he took it off that, and he got his finances back in order, so he didn't lose his house. So it worked out good for Annette. And he said the people that, all people that had rented his house, said Section 8, that the Section 8 people kept up good with it and checked on the people. But on this other program, it didn't look like they did.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But,
so what did you get?
I don't know how we got on that.
I can't understand you.
I don't know how we got on that.
No, I don't know. Oh, we were talking about books. I don't know. I'll wait, jump to that. But what was I going to ask you? What'd you get for Christmas?
Oh, some earrings from Buddy. A little Christmas snatch from Buddy. That it's, I don't know, ceramic or what it's made out of. And it's real cute. It's got a little boy with a deer and Santa Claus. And until Buddy pointed out to me, I didn't realize it. It looks like the little boy brought the deer to Santa Claus for Santa Claus to fix it. Had the deer with its leg up, and Santa Claus was bandaging it.
It's cute.
So,
yeah.
That was cute.
Did you mention anything about the cards that you got for Christmas?
Uh-uh.
Christmas cards? Oh, why don't I let him tell you, because it was something, we really got struck by it, because it's, what is the poet or something that did the verse that your mom really liked? What was that?
Oh,
yeah. Helen Steiner Rice or something.
Helen Keller Rice.
Or something like that. Anyway, he was all excited, so we kind of made sure that we sent them all to you guys. Because we were thinking that maybe one of you might remember that.
Oh, yeah. Helen Steiner Rice.
Steiner Rice, yeah. I had never heard of her, but that doesn't mean much. But they were nice verses. Yeah, I kind of liked her. Yeah.
That, and then I also got a Christmas card from one of my friends that was from MD Anderson. You know, the children, MD Anderson, the cancer thing in Houston, where they design the cards.
Oh, so, yeah. That nice too. That's neat. Yeah. Yeah, it sounds good. Well, listen, I'm going to pass you back to Jim.
Okay.
Okay, have a nice Christmas.
Yeah, y'all
okay,
too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Who's there?
Mm.
Yeah. So you
had
a good...
You tell me about that Christmas card.
Huh?
You said you went to tell me about that.
Well, I was going to tell you about it, but she beat me to it. Well, it was Helen Steiner Rice.
Yeah, that's what my mother liked.
I know. That's when we saw that, I just grabbed the whole box.
Yeah.